that everyone feels it differently and reacts to it differently, some more extreme than others. Does that sound correct?
You don't have to be in combat. It could have been from leadership. It could have been from some kind of harassment.
Sure. Oh, good point.
It could have been from anything. But my case in particular was combat.
Yes. So, yes.
One of the things that we have a hard time doing is asking for help.
Mm-hmm. Tough.
Sometimes somebody else has to tell you, go get help.
Yeah.
And
this is kind of what we're doing right now. We're saying, if you're hearing this and you feel, something's off, go get help. Make that call. Can't say it enough.
No, you really can't.
You really can't.
It's,
while you try to figure it out on your own, you tend
if
to...
If you try to figure it out on yourself, that'll end your life.
Yeah.
You'll end up killing yourself.
Literally. I was just going to say, you make it worse trying to fix it yourself.
Yeah.
Trying to self-manage, self-medicate, diagnose. You pretty much make it worse.
For myself, those bigger questions was just, okay, have a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll make it better.
Yeah. And
I couldn't have been more wrong.
Right. It's like, well, that didn't, and that wasn't the only thing. I mean, when I say you, I really truly mean we. We tried a lot of different options.
Well, that was all before I got to the VA.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
And I got myself checked out, and I was like, okay, yeah.
They gave us guidance. They gave you guidance.
Guidance, education, a way out of
the spiral.
Trying to get outside my own thought process.
Mm.
They've never been able to control the flashbacks.
Yeah.
The way I fall asleep.
Sure.
They told me the ways how to
cope, deal, manage.
Yeah.
Correctly.
As an adult, not as just some stupid 20-whatever-year-old.
Fresh out of the U.S. military.
Yeah.
Yeah. I chuckle about it now, but let me tell you, those were some hard years for us. Hard years.
Yeah, I bet.
I know I've reached out as a dad to the VA. They have a support for family and friends. And it's like, because you get to your wit's end.
I bet you have.
Yeah, you get to your wit's end. And, in looking back, we probably both can think of moments and times where we saw the other guy, you, me, saw the other one start to crack at the breaking point. They're just like wit's end.
I'd have to continue with on that statement, because I always looked at you as my dad.
Sure.
I never saw you as like an enemy or anything like that, but
Well,
I was also looking at myself and being like, you're being a...
Yeah, you're a shit ass.
You're a shit ass.
Yeah.
You need to square yourself out.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I looked for you to help.
Yeah.
And
I remember those days.
It's the absolute definition of a father.
you know, as we get a copter going over us right now.
Yeah, it's not for us.
Knock on wood. Thank the good Lord. Amen.
Might be here for COVID.
I definitely remember having to do the research, having to read the book, having to watch the webinar, having to pick the phone and make the phone call. I talked to several people in Texas and Colorado on the subject. They ran houses and homes, and they ran retreats. They ran, and these are all for veteran programs, and they ran a family resource for veterans, military veterans. And that is where I got my advice from. And I can tell you there was a time when I pivoted from me just trying to figure out what the heck and how can I help versus getting the help and redirecting the thought process I had working with you while you were working with, and do you mind if I call it your demons? But while you were working through that stuff.
They weren't demons. It was just how it was taught. And that's what I had to work with. And unfortunately, the things that I had to do can come across as evil.
Sure. Yeah.
And then having to live with that made things worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took an executive decision and clocked out.
I know we talk about this throughout the years, almost a dozen years now, but we talk about resources and how we, you know, I feel personally they didn't have all the resources because some of these guys had families. We're talking wives and kids.
Yeah, they have wives and kids.
And I'm shocked that the wife and the kids, what it would have been like to have them dealing with that veteran who had PTSD must have been absolutely overwhelming. Overwhelming. And whether or not he went to the VA would have been something that would have been a game changer.
I don't think these guys went to the VA. We saw and we did a lot.
Yeah.
But Southern Arizona VA Healthcare Center.
Hey, number one.
Yeah.
They
didn't have that.
You spent some time being...
They didn't have somebody saying, go get some help.
Yes. We are
and
saying...
And I didn't even want to be like, I can help.
Yeah. Hmm.
The nutritionist down there was like, go get some help. And I was like, wish I could swear on this, but... but she was like, I'm going to get you in contact with the people who do this sort of thing. And then all of a sudden, things started getting better.